Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
To the Saint Germain Radio Show. We're excited to have you on. If you want to call in and ask questions later, we'll be taking your names about halfway through the show. The call number is 646-716-9663. Here we are in March already. We're really excited to have you here listening to the show. We have a great music for you. I'm going to do some Diksha blessings, and we have some channeling that's going to be going on. All kinds of great messages and everything. Our website is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you want to find out more about the work that Brigitte does, it's lightbridge101.com. And then the music from Mike is mikesnyderc.com. So we're really excited to get the show started. Brigitte?
Mark, thank you. Hello, everybody. It's so great to connect with all of you again through this radio show. It's always a great honor to use this as a way to bring the hierarchy of light through to every single one of you and creating this beautiful energy vortex that brings healing out to everybody. Mark said the last time that we've been doing this for 8 years, and when you think about eight, the significance of above and below, spirit touching upon form and being willing to be in contact so that emerging can take place. And that's really the ongoing theme for us for many years now, the willingness to bring the opposing forces together in beautiful balance and alignment and harmony so that emerging can take place and we can shift to a higher consciousness level. Higher, not necessarily better or worse, but more of a level of vastness, more inclusive, more of a oneness thinking, not separating between the different creeds and races and colors and this and that, but finding the common root within all of us, which is the divine, which is source energy, which is God, the creator, the great spirit of all that is. And regardless of what you call it, whether you're going to call it universal life force or any name, it really doesn't make a difference in its essence. It is the purity of love, and this love connects all. And I'm sure you can agree in these times we're in, more than ever are we called to find ways to express that love, or more importantly, to even find that love within ourselves, to find that love to forgive ourselves for being human, and therefore also forgive those around us for being human as well. It is fast-paced to this day. It is much more packed. Every day there seems to be more going on, more that calls our focus. So these special alignments that we have this week especially really remind us of the importance to create that sacred space to go into the stillness, whatever that means to you and however you can do that. We have Mercury going retrograde today, and then tomorrow we have a new moon. And we all know that new moon stands for new beginnings. So this is a very profound time to be willing to empty yourself to bring in something new, whatever that new is. And really, let's think about that we are also preparing ourselves for the festival of the Christ around Easter. And that really has nothing to do with any religion so much as the idea of how can we open ourselves further to that divine love that Jesus the Christ represented. Other masters represented it too. But Jesus is one of the examples that showed kindness and gentleness and pure love and the willingness to look beyond the differences in total trust and faith that he's always being provided for. So where are we still in a place of fear that we are not going to be provided for? Or where are we still trying to control the path of our life instead of being fully in alignment and connection with our divine I Am presence, guiding and directing us, trusting that we are always exactly at the right place at the right time? And it is only human to take moments where we get panicked and where we think we have to do something or where we think we have to have a plan A, B, and C. And the truth is that whatever needs to happen will happen at the right time. We can now all take a moment to take a deep, deep breath. Just take a deep breath and just allow yourself for one moment to just be. To not get panicked because Mercury is going retrograde and you think there's all going to be all these communication problems. But to rethink that whole Mercury retrograde and open yourself up to the inner communication. Feel your heart open up when Mercury goes retrograde. Feel your connection to your soul opening up as a bridge to your divine I Am presence, to your divine self. And feel yourself open up your crown like a beautiful, brilliant lotus flower, opening up petal for petal, allowing a connection to the divine taking place in a way that it might never have done so before. Just take your moment, today, this minute, to feel that and to celebrate Mercury retrograde as an opportunity to deepen your connection to spirit. The only reason why outer communication breaks down is to pull you back inside. To tell you, the outer is telling you, don't look so much on the outer, but look within. What is going on inside of you? And the same with the new moon. Whenever there's light, then we look at certain things and we pay attention to certain things. But when it's dark, when we enter the womb of transformation, there is a stillness with that. There even is a blindness with that, but it is only the blindness to the outer world. Think about the goddess of justice that can bring through just decisions, the right decisions, the higher truth, blindfolded. She's blindfolded with a scale in one hand and a sword in the other hand. The scale helps her to maintain balance. Balance between all opposing forces. And the sword helps to sever any kind of illusions or attachments that hinder her from that inner communication that is necessary to bring this through, to bring the higher truth through, to bring through an illumination that breaks that what is discordant and simply no longer serves you. Not breaking in a bad way, not destroying it, but letting it go back into all that is. So feel yourself, close your eyes, be in this place of blindfoldedness, being forced to look within instead of running away from your inner by watching something on television or by doing something that keeps you busy. Stop running. And take a look. And when you really look beyond all your fears and worries, what you're going to witness is a beautiful vision of your divine self. And it is not something you can conceptualize. It is not something that you can explain even. It is only something you can feel as higher truth. It is an inner knowing. It is a feeling that is so deep and so powerful that it. And so take a couple of deep breaths now with your eyes closed and feel that divine self. Feel that truth that is greater than all truth. Feel that peace that is greater than all senses can even comprehend. It is a peace that is eternal. It is within you that you are infinite divinity. And so feel that and expand into that and feel yourself expanding, moving beyond form, moving beyond limits. And as you do that, you can feel that you're not separate. You're one with all that is. You're one with your fellow neighbors, with your neighborhood, with the town you live in, with the country, with the whole world. You are one. You are one beyond this world, reaching your consciousness out into the solar system, into the galaxies, beyond this galaxy, into this universe. You are one. And as you feel this incredible oneness, you're now going to play Mark 2. And as you listen to it, just let yourself open up to the divinity within you and outside of you further and further. And when the piece of music is done, one of the masters will speak to you directly. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Archangel Raphael, and I'm here for you, for your healing, for your transformation, for your own ascension process. In many ways, you're reaching a time once again that is asking you to take a very close look at your attachments, to take a look at what creates pain, what creates discomfort, what creates fear. And yes, it is connected to your belief systems. It is connected to the way you think, the way you allow the outer to influence your own thought processes, your own thought patterns. Jesus is such a beautiful example for one who walked the path of enlightenment in absolute trust and faith that God, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, would always be there for him, no matter what. And it is that trust and faith that he hung on to, not allowing the outer to influence his thought processes. And his belief, his alignment was so strong that when he touched others, they could feel the truth in that alignment. And at that moment, they also were able to take on that same thought process, and therefore were able to hear themselves at that moment. Your mind is the gate of the divine essence to come through and into every aspect of your life. Your mind is that way that you can use to manifest higher truths and a different form of life for you on a personal level. I represent the heart. The heart is the gateway out of which spirit steps into individuality and from there into your personality. But the heart is never separate from the mind, just like spirit is never separate from form. The heart needs a reinforcement from the mind to be effective. So the way you feel, if your thoughts don't agree with your feelings, there's going to be disharmony, discord. So the idea is to balance heart and mind. Now, how to do that? One way of doing that is by putting one hand on your heart and one hand on top of your crown. And just take 5 minutes to allow the energy to flow between your hands and use the in-breath and out-breath to circulate this energy between your mind and your heart so that they can reconnect again, that they can work together again. Your heart, as a bridge to your soul, which is a bridge to your divine I Am presence, can then influence the mind to release any form of restrictions that hinder the divine spark of inspiration to enter through the mind into the world of manifestation. So this is a very simple technique. Port your alignment to bring mind and heart together. In these times right now, when you are towards the end of a season, which you are getting closer to another season, in the northern hemisphere, it's spring. In the southern hemisphere, it's autumn. There is that momentum where you still feel in one place, yet yearn to be in another place. And it creates tension. It creates tension that might want to take your mind into one direction, even so the idea always is to be centered, to be aligned, to not be put into any other direction than the perfect alignment of mind and heart. I invite you to bring your hands together in prayer position and to bring those hands together up towards the sun, towards heaven, towards that what is above you. and call on the divine to touch the tips of your fingers and to fill your hands up between your palms. It's a beautiful, radiant light of the divine. And then bring that light, bring that beam of light down and touch with the tip of your fingers that are together, your third eye. Spark the light in your third eye. Bring the handstand prayer position down, the tips of your fingers, touch your throat. Then together, the hands in prayer position, push them against your heart. And feel that alignment. Just as the hands together are straight, pointing upwards, feel that alignment within yourself. Feel your spine straighten. Feel the rod of power that is activated within you, allowing a downflow of energy, a downflow of higher frequencies to come through you all the way through your roots, through your legs, through your feet, into the center of the earth. Feel on your back your wings, whether they are etheric or in whatever form you want to envision them. Feel them open up. And in this alignment, you can now lift yourself up, out of the place that you were in, and simply let yourself be raised into that beam of light that you brought down, and let it pull you up, further up. But don't go too far yet. Allow this light, this beautiful ray of light, just bring you far enough up that you can have a new perspective on your life. From your position that you are now, take a look at all the players in your life. And descending now from the higher realms are some of my members of the healing angels that are supporting you in this process. They are descending and they're one right next to you, one behind you, and another one next to you. So they are creating a triangle of healing. And the one behind you is now touching your heart so that you can open yourself up to see without judgment, to look upon your life and to look at everyone, those that create pain in your life, those that bring joy into your life. Just allow yourself to see, to feel what purpose they hold, what message they reflected back to you, and what belief you have within you to allow them to either make you codependent or to trigger you in some form or way. You're not codependent. You are free. You're also not a victim. You've created this beautiful constellation of people. Everyone a star, creating your own little galaxy on Earth. All with a magnetic influence on each other, to create an obstacle course for you to learn. What is the main message that your life right now is giving you? Take a look. Feel the truth of what your life is telling you right now. Relax. Don't try so hard. Just take a deep breath and just open yourself up. Look beyond the obvious and just let your senses fall deeper into that what's underneath the surface. Look at the dynamics. Look how the dynamics make you feel. But most importantly, ask yourself, why do they make you feel the way you feel? Why do you believe that you're limited? Why do you believe that you're codependent on something or someone else, when in reality, you are an aspect of God? You're an aspect of vastness, of limitlessness, of formlessness. So how can you possibly be codependent? How can you possibly be a victim of outer circumstances? This is a healing moment where I ask you to fully own who you are right now, to say yes to you, to say yes to all of you, and to not judge it and to not be disappointed in what you see, but to be filled with gratitude because there were tremendous teachings in all those scenarios you've experienced up to this point. Release the idea that you're wasting time. Release the idea that you're stuck. Release the idea that there is no movement. And you look deeper, there is much movement underneath the surface. There is a new seed that you've planted that is growing. Look at it. That seed is no longer a tiny little seed. You can see its branches coming out, breaking through the dirt. You can see already parts of the new flowers, of the new leaves, of the new growth that is coming from that seed. Don't deny yourself the truth by only looking at the branches that seem to be less developed. They are not less developed. They are simply waiting for their time to bloom and blossom. There's nothing that is dying off to then vanish. Whatever is dying off is only making room for another branch to come out, for another leaf to grow, for another flower to bloom. So whenever you've lost something, whenever a relationship ended, whenever something moved out of your life, something new also came in. So trust a cycle of life. As you trust, a tremendous healing takes place. The cycle of life is in everything. The cycle of life is in your in-breaths and out-breaths. Take a deep breath in. Feel life, the life force filling you up. As you breathe out, feel all the odd leaving your body. Then you breathe in, life. Then you breathe out, death. Then you breathe in, life. Then you breathe out, death. But see that death is not something bad. It is that what's necessary to be let go of. It is an ending that has to happen so that a new beginning can follow. And it happens naturally. You don't have to control the in-breath and the out-breath. You might slow it down. You might speed it up. But the truth is, the in-breath and out-breath is a God-given force that happens. And the same is a chemical process of transformation, beginnings and endings, and new beginnings. Right now is a time pregnant for new beginnings. Right now is also a time pregnant to let go of what no longer serves you. And so let these angels now take you all the way further up into the angelic kingdom, taking you deeper into the sacred temple area of the angelic kingdom, where there are many different temples: temple of illumination, temple of healing, temple of resurrection. The temple you're guided to has one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is for you to come face to face with your own self, to merge into oneness by accepting all parts of yourself, and then raise yourself up to another consciousness level. So let those angels take you into the temple of ascension, into that place where you own your power, your illumination, and your love, into the place where you're going to step in front of you and say yes to who you are with all parts of you. The sacred temple is illuminated from within. There are no shadows in this temple. It is all golden lights. The only shadow that you will witness is your own shadow self. And so as you are guided into the inner sanctuary of this golden illuminated temple, you will find that your shadow side is awaiting you. And your shadow side is created by you, by nobody else but you. It is all those parts of you that you fear, that you rejected, that you've judged. All of those parts of you. And we want to give you a little bit of time with your own shadow self, because this is a very sacred moment. This is a moment where you can choose to gratefully accept all of who you are, who you have been, and who you will become in this present moment. And so I invite you now, as we are going to play the heart activation, to open up your heart in this process, because it is only through the power of love within your heart that the sacred merging can take place. And as you do, create a heart link, an energy connection between your heart and the heart of that shadow self. And then bring that shadow self closer and closer to you until you become one. And so for this process, we are now going to play the heart activation. there's now no separation between you and your shadow side. You are one. And descending from the higher realms is now Mother Mary herself, overlighting the full you, the complete you. Because when you do such emerging, when you bring all your parts together like this, you are open for the Immaculate Conception, just like Mary was, to give birth to the Christ within you, to give birth to the Christ consciousness within you. And so receive now the loving embrace of Mother Mary as she lifts you up as one, as whole, as holy. She's lifting you now up into the loving embrace of God's earth, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. She's lifting you into the void, into the place where everything and nothing exists. Simply allow yourself to be helped safely by Mary as you dip into the vastness of your own origin, as well as your own destination. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That is where Mary is taking you. It is where you will find the fountain of life, as well as the fountain of death. It is here where all is possible. The question I ask you now, in the sacred place of oneness, held by Mary, open for the Immaculate Conception, what is it that you choose to give birth to? What is it that you're willing to receive, to bring into form on earth? This is a very sacred moment. You are preparing for the spring equinox. You are preparing maybe for the autumn equinox, but you are preparing for a time of balance when one season changes for another. You're preparing for a time of change. You're preparing in the northern hemisphere to give room for new creation, spring, new leaves, new flowers. So what is it for you that you're willing to sacrifice everything for so that it can come into form? Take a moment as you're held by Mary, as you're open for the Immaculate Conception, and choose what that conception for you will be. Just feel it from your heart. Feel it arising from within you. There is no limit what you can bring into form. Take a deep breath and feel your heart expanding. Feel yourself expanding. Feel the oneness, all parts of yourself. And feel the encouragement from Mary whispering in your ear that it is safe to give birth to something new, something more beautiful, just like she gave birth to the Christ, you too can give birth now to an expression of the divine self, an expression of God, Source, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. Mary now is guiding you into the green ray of healing and harmony. And through the green ray, you are moving out of the embrace of grace and God and all that is, back into form, back towards the earth. But Mary stays with you. She's holding you. She is the one who will stay with you to be your midwife, because she has been through this already. She knows how important these times are. She knows how important it is for you to have the courage to see this through, to not let your mind talk you out of this, to believe in yourself, to believe in the knowing that now is the time for you to give birth to an aspect of your own magnificence. Feel that to be true in the deepest recesses of your heart. Up until now, it has only been your mind holding you back. Mary is going to support you as well as I to release that thought pattern of limitation and to be open to what this life has in store for you. You are on a beautiful adventure. There are so many wonderful things that are awaiting you that you haven't even begun to see. And it is time now to say yes to your passion, to say yes to that what you love, to say yes to the power of the Christ within you to bring through the love into every aspect of your life that you so deeply yearn to experience. You are an earth angel. You're here to tread a path so others can follow. So the idea is for you to bring heaven to earth, so others will do it too, so that Gaia can ascend as well. Now take a moment within your own inner self and create a sacred space in your inner self that you dedicate to that new child within you, to that new creation, to that new part of you that you conceived, that you are now bringing through into form, into reality, into manifestation. I ask you to spend time in the sacred places in your own self. Mary and I will both be there for you to assist in the alignment of heart and mind, to assist in supporting your focus on this beautiful gift that wants to be expressed out in the world. It is time. It is your time. Believe in yourself. I am now going to anchor the green ray of healing into you more fully for the purpose of this process. So simply be open to receive now the green ray of healing. Let it fill up every part of your body as you're being infused by this wherever you are at this point. And for this purpose, we are going to play the rays of light to fully integrate the green ray into you. Please go ahead.
Thank you.
know that this green ray is going to continue to work on you. And it will bring to your awareness different aspects in your life that are asking you to be willing to make peace with. There will be situations that are going to come up, but you have to ask you a very important question. What is it that you're hanging on to in this situation? What is that is creating the discomfort in this situation? And be willing to go deeper. With Mercury in retrograde, you have a tremendous opportunity right now to look deeper underneath the surface and to ask yourself some very, very honest questions. Don't try to run away from it or hide from it. But ask yourself, is this really the highest truth that you're willing to accept in your life? Or is there something that is underneath that, what you believe to be true, that is much more in alignment with your heart, your soul, and your divine I Am presence? I also invite you very much to work on your alignment between mind and heart, to do the small little exercise that I suggested in the beginning of putting one hand on your heart and one hand on the crown of your head, and to use the in-breath and the out-breath to circulate the energy between both hands. And by doing so, bringing mind and heart together into alignment. Now that Mary and I will watch over you very closely and support you as you bring healing to yourself, you bring healing into the world, as you give birth to new divine aspects of yourself, you also assist Gaia in her birthing process. It is always true that what one does for oneself, one also does for everyone else. I am Archangel Raphael, and my love is with you always. I will now step back, and Mark, if you want to announce the phone number again, and then Saint Germain will take all the phone calls with all the questions that someone might have. Blessings to all of you. And it is so. Namaste.
Hi, if you have questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I will be right back.
Greetings, everyone. It is Saint Germain, and I know that this is a time of tremendous change. Rest assured that everything that is happening in your own personal life is also assisting others in their learning process. So if you have a question, feel free to ask, and I'm here to support you.
And Saint Germain, we have Marilyn.
Thank you, my friend.
Hello,
greetings, Marilyn. How can I be of assistance?
I was wondering about a sort of state of being or feeling that is, I can only describe as sort of untethered. When I sort of let go and kind of feel an energetic state of sort of, I don't know, a void or something. I'm trying to understand what this state of being is. It feels like it's kind of neither here nor there, but I'm not affected by anything. It's a little unsettling because I don't feel as grounded, but yet it's also kind of liberating. And I just wondered if that's sort of a normal part of the ascension process or what may be going on?
Yes, my dear, it most certainly is part of the ascension process. It is known as the willingness to enter the state of free fall, where you're truly willing not to attach to anything, where you just let yourself fall into whatever is presented to you at any moment in time, without fear, without the need to know, without the need to hold on. Part of you, the very human part of you, is terrified of the state of free fall. But when you are in alignment with your divine self, then that overcomes the fear, and you simply can allow yourself to be in the state, which is a state of raised consciousness, where you truly are an empty vessel, open to whatever the divine self has to offer to you at any moment in time. It is a very beautiful state, but honor also your human physical self. At this point, many of you are not able to maintain this state for too long, and that's why it is not a continued state, but a state that comes up for moments or even hours, sometimes even days, but then stops again, so that there is similar to what Archangel Raphael talked about with the balancing of the mind and the heart. It is a balancing of your divine self and your human self, allowing your physical self to adjust and integrate the higher frequencies that you open yourself up to when you are in the state of free fall.
Okay. That makes so much sense, because I've been willing and wanting more of that space of, you know, the divine human energy, and I've been open, but then I notice sometimes it sort of feels like, you know, I'm walking off the ground on away from the ground. So,
yes.
So that makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you so
Always
much.
Honor the body. It is a process. It does take time, and let's let all of you be reminded that you're not doing this just for your own self. You're assisting Gaia and humanity as a whole. So when you are being slowed down a little bit, when you hit a brick wall sometimes and you get frustrated because you know you can go so much further, it is not because you're not doing good enough or you're failing. It is simply that you're waiting for everybody else to catch up.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so. Namaste.
And Diana, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am in the midst of my third move within a year and a half. And I just am looking for a little guidance as to where this is all going. I have been... one thing I do realize is that I just have too much stuff, and I keep scaling into smaller places, and it's getting more packed, and I do have to purge, and I understand that. And I'm just looking for a little guidance as to where this is really, truly leading.
The idea of your past, my dear, is that you're continuously shedding more and more. You're freeing yourself from the past with every time you move. And you're also going through an inner move, an inner transformation that triggers the outer move. So don't be too attached of having a solid home, a solid place you can make your own for 20 years to come. The idea is, similar to what I talked with Marilyn about, that kind of free fall, the willingness to not have any structure, the willingness to release all control and to allow the divine self to work with you and through you at any moment in time. And so all of what is happening to you is just more lessons in trust and faith and being, allowing yourself to be moved wherever you need to be at any moment in time, and to have trust and faith that there's purpose in there, even though you don't readily see it. But you can already acknowledge, if you really look at the location where you're living at this time, that through that, you've had opportunities that otherwise you wouldn't have had. And there is underneath the surface a momentum building that is going to open itself up to you in due time.
Okay, that's great.
So just don't count the moves. Don't think about this as a third move within a short amount of time. See it as an opportunity, as you already acknowledged, to release more of what no longer serves you, to create a way that you can become more flexible. So when you are being called to another location, then it will become easier for you in whatever form is necessary. The idea is to let go further of any attachment and to just stay in the moment and be open to whatever that moment presents itself to you.
Is there going to be, so should I not even look for a permanent home? Should I just consider renting at this point and going forward with that mindset?
It will be very simply answered for you. If you find difficulties finding something, if there's friction, you will know that that is not the path to go. Of course, there is always free will, and you have your own choices to make. But at this time, recognize that the path that opens up for you the easiest is the path for you to walk on. And that will make a lot of sense as you move along with the directive you're having right now.
Okay. I am looking forward to where I'm going because I'm actually getting out of a condo association area to a neighborhood. And
yes,
it feels better already. And it's
yes,
a freedom in that too. And people are being a little bit more open and friendly. And it's so
yes,
I'm actually looking forward to it. So I'm glad.
And you should.
But I'm just,
it's a good place. The key for you is not to ask too much why, but to trust that this is happening because it is improving a situation for you.
Okay, great.
You're
terrific.
Not
well,
going backwards. You are going forward.
I do feel that. I think it's just the reminder of me having the stuff that I have that is really weighing me down, and I do have to really
focus on
getting
there's
the rid
opportunity.
Of
it. What is what Archangel Raphael asked you to do too is to ask what is the truth that is coming up for you now? What are the belief systems that are still lingering around that come up now to be released?
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, that's better. Now I'm kind of at least getting a better handle on, because you're right.
Yes.
I mean, every time I'm looking for a permanent place, it's becoming very difficult to do. And it's becoming almost like very difficult. So I'm like kind of giving
up. In due
up.
Time. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just,
all right,
just
thank you.
Just flow with the moment. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
And that's it. Thank you.
Beautiful. I send my love to all of you at this time of transformation. It is always a great joy and honor to work with you and through all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Why don't you mark as a closure, play Illuminate Fifth Ray, and that just simply allows a nice ending of the channeled experience. Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody,
was a great
for
show.
Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Where's
wonderful.
Mike at? There's Mike. All right,
yeah,
we'll
really
see everybody next month. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and it was this time. Don't just end. It was this time on the first Tuesday of the month only. So next month we are going back to the second Tuesday of the month. Was only because I'm going to visit my family in Germany again. So I thank you all my love, and thank you for tuning in, and wishing you all the best. Happy equinox and peace out.
Good night.